qua. Old Quan Qua.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Old Quan Qua.
Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Three, ladies and gentlemen, three, because that is the end of this year, 2023. I am he, I am the guy known as This Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from the U, the L, and the C. Ladies and gentlemen, what that stands for? Undisclosed Location Central. That's right, we're coming from all over the world, and you never know. Look over your shoulders, there might be some white in the back, but we are here to entertain you in the year 2023. This is the number one, still the number one award-deserving show known as the Spike on the Mic Show.
Yay!
And what we here, what we do, ladies and gentlemen, what we do, we are here to put some audacity into your nerves of your ears so that it will send a signal to the brain, let you know that you are learning, hearing, and entertained by the one Spike on the Mic Show. When I said the one, I didn't mean the head count. I mean, that was just the name of the show, because the head count includes the resistance fighters, ladies and gentlemen. And the resistance fighters are, as we like to introduce them, as the man who put the sounds through your eardrums. He's known as PW. PW, for 2023, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like peanut butter to the roof of your mouth.
Mmm, that is stuck like Chuck. Speaking of Chuck, how are you doing? How you sticking there, Mr. Hanging Chad? Caught him off guard.
I'm sticking good, like a man who forgot he was supposed to wear a collared shirt and a tie today.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. Chad, what does your shirt say? Appalachian State?
It says Appalachian Brewery. A friend of mine got it. She just got back from there.
Okay. I guess it's in the Appalachians, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's usually where they put it. All right. Well, you know, we're here, and we're always here for one reason, ladies and gentlemen, one reason only. He is the man who dressed up for the occasion. He is, I salute him, a real American. He is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a patriotic American. I think this is a great country. I think this is a great show. And I'm really looking forward to 2023. All it's right. Going to be fantastic.
There you go. I love the energy and the excitement from the one, the Voice of Reason. And also, people who didn't get the memo, these two XY chromosomes who didn't get the memo, but we'll just let them hang and we'll talk about them later. This is the one. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who doesn't know what memo she didn't get.
Red shirt. Mm,
okay, and also you, Miss sticking also is Miss Kimberly. Miss Kimberly, how you sticking?
Sticking like somebody who's muted.
And wearing a red shirt.
Okay.
I got Billy's memo about the red shirt.
Billy's idea.
Well, we coordinated.
Programming note, ladies and gentlemen. Programming
coordinate.
Programming note to the resistance fighters and the people out there listening. I despise red. I do not like red.
Okay. Next week, red it is.
Can I ask a question?
Always.
Why?
Okay.
He's got a good reason.
This is a good, valid reason, because when I was in school, I was trying to apply for med school. So I filled out this test and I turned it in, and the professor returned it back with a lot of marks on it. Just marked all up. Guess what color the marks were?
Red.
Right. And let's say I was doing something and I was chopping onions and I cut myself. What color came out of my finger?
Red.
Right.
Blue.
I'm driving down the street and I had just bought a brand new car. Cruising down the street, there's a light. It changed a certain color and I had to stop. What color was it?
Come on, I'm not even answering anymore. These are all common things.
My grandfather used to say, pink. The light was pink.
That was before DUIs were given out. Well, anyways, there's a common theme. Also, on February 14th, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You have to. No, you don't have to, but there are people just selling flowers all over the place and candies and heart-shaped things. 9 times out of 10, there's in something what color? Which means you got to do something.
Red.
The common thing. Red. That's the reason I haven't written, worn red or do red since it was 1908. 79 or 78. Somebody, that's when I discovered that I don't like red. So anyway, there's the answer to that long, drawn-out question. So programming note on that, all right?
Red it is.
All right, but you know, it's Christmas time, and you get lots of nice toys and cakes and candy
that come in a
red sock.
You don't know about poor Spike. His childhood was not like yours.
Oh, yeah, really.
He had a lot of holes in his socks.
He gave him a gift. When you get a brand new car, what color is the bow that they put on the big brand new car?
If it's for me,
red.
If it's for me, it's not red.
That liquid that runs through your veins that comes out when you cut the onion that keeps you alive is
red.
Right now, I don't see it. I don't believe you. But the problem is, when I see that liquid that comes out of my body, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I associate red with bad.
Mm.
That's
so you like your steak done gray.
Yes. Hey, PW, Chad, you going to say something?
No.
Oh, PW.
Yes.
PW, question. Yes. You used to work for the man.
Yeah.
Did they target certain color cars?
No.
Okay, well, that's an urban myth, because I heard
it is an urban myth.
Red. But, you know, anyway, there's a long drawn story about that. So now everybody knows, if you're ever doing something with me, minimize the red. Now, you can do what you want, but just, I am going to look at you with not pleasure.
With not pleasure eyes.
Yeah, really. So, ladies and gentlemen, this
not pleasure eyes.
We are a caller-driven show. You can always give us a call at 813-699-3900. That phone number has not been used in a while. People, you need to start using it out there. This is a new year, and this show is going to be a theme. This show is going to make you a better you. That's what this theme show is going to be about today. Plus, we have some other entertaining and fun facts that would go, but you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900 because we're a caller-driven show. We like picking up hitchhikers. And PW,
yeah,
you know what we talk about on the show?
I'm pretty sure.
Talk about three things. The present and the future.
Right. I feel like the phone number, we need a jingle for the phone number. I feel like it needs to be.
All right. Okay. I hear you, but I want to say this real quick. Chad, Billy, and I had a little powwow last year. We got together and we discussed some ins and outs about the show.
Oh.
Oh, really?
I forgot them.
I forgot them.
Oh, you guys had a good time then.
Yeah,
wait,
so
I can show you the picture. Go ahead, keep talking.
So the thing is that we came up with some ideas, some changes that we thought would make the show better and more listenable. But I kind of forgot what it was. And there are the three the hard way.
Were you perhaps overserved?
No.
No.
I didn't overserve, just don't remember. I kind of remember.
Probably served just right.
Yeah, really. So not to bore the listeners and the rest of the resistance fighters, but Chad or Billy, do you remember some of the items that we said, or should that be off-air conversation?
Oh, I got to think about it because my memory is terrible. I can't just make stuff come out of my brain on the fly. I have to like think about it and then, oh yeah, this is what happened. Or
okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Is this you guys trying to pretend you weren't having a secret meeting excluding half the board?
I know one thing that we discussed was me being less of a downer.
Yes. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah.
Hanging Chad, what say you?
Yeah, I mean,
hanging a lot, I see, huh?
Billy is quite a downer. Show,
and I don't have any recommendations.
This is really great stuff you guys came up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we use some of it today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's try something like now. We're going to resist one of the resistance fighters who graces us with his presence in 2023. That is the one, the only Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
But he doesn't realize that he's muted his microphone.
You're muted.
You got to unmute the microphone for unknown for us to hear you.
You're going to have to unmute and then repeat that with just as much enthusiasm as the original time.
No recommendations at all.
Yeah.
There he is.
Okay, I remember one now.
Same enthusiasm.
Sticking like Rip Van Winkle, who just woke up from a 2022 nap in a new year.
Like you ought to see, but you'd be all right. All right, so listen. Like I say, today's show is going to be a show about improving yourselves. Things that you're going to hear on this show and what you're going to learn is going to make improvements about you. Plus, if something else comes up, we'll talk about that. So without further ado, I think it's topic changing time.
All right, here's our very first topic of today's Spike on the Mic show.
I like to call this topic, Let It Go, Boomer.
Let It Go, Boomer.
Yeah, really. These are some things. There was an article that was published in the Journal of University about things that boomers still do. And I don't want to preface it as boomers, but what's going on? Somebody doing something?
Somebody's playing with cellophane.
Billy needs to mute.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Billy needs I'll to stop. Mute.
I was going to be sly about telling her that.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to make us a new, another one of the suggestions.
Is no recommendations.
Right, you guys just go on with whatever you're doing.
I see this show.
Oh my word.
Hadn't changed at all. This is why we are deserving. This is why we're number one deserving. All right. So here's the things that boomers do. Can you guys give me a couple of things that you think that boomers still do? Matter of fact, I'm going to list them. You tell me if you think this is true. It'd be better that way. Things that boomers still do. They still do the mall. Are we all
agreement?
Who does the mall?
I don't think so. I think that boomers are on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, I haven't been in the mall in years.
You're not a boomer. Are you a boomer?
Yes, he is.
Yes,
he's
I'm
100% a boomer.
Well, I guess I'm biting off that. Have you guys seen that commercial when this guy, I don't know, it's insurance company, and the guy's trying to tell people how not to turn to their phone?
Yes. Yes. I love those.
I love those, yeah.
Yeah, really. How about this? Writing checks.
God, yes.
I think they've let that go, too.
No.
No?
I know they haven't. Uh-uh. I have to deal with boomers giving me checks all the time. Drives me absolutely out of my mind.
Why?
Because I got to pay for things online. Oh, my God. Why? Does it drive me crazy?
Yeah.
Because then I got to go to, well, actually, no, I don't have to go to a bank because I can just take a picture of the check and then, yeah.
Oh, it's still a pain.
I'm a boomer because I don't take a picture of the check. I go to the bank.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
It's fun to get a check. It's great to get a check.
Your way.
How about this?
Money.
How about this? All you can eat bars and restaurants. Do they still
have those? Absolutely. They still do that. Yes. And they I feel like they've solidified and like it more than they used to.
So it is a boomer thing?
Yeah.
Right. How about this one? This one I don't understand. Bar of soap?
Yeah, they use not the newer generations just use liquid soap.
I still use bar of soap. Because I feel cleaner when I use the bar.
I just bought bar for the first time.
So bad of a bottle.
A couple days ago.
Really? For the first time ever?
No, in years. Okay. Because I've been doing pump for years and years and years. And I'm like, I'm sick of pump because I feel like we run out of the pump so fast.
Yeah.
And it's expensive. So you can get a lot more bar for that amount of money. And I'm like, sure, I don't smell like.
And the bar is chewier.
You're thinking way back.
There is definitely a current trend to eliminate plastic containers. Shampoo is coming in a bar now. Back to bar body soap, bar conditioner.
Cool. Did not
no
know
more
that.
Liquid. No Did more liquid. Really? I try really hard to not buy things in plastic bottles as much as possible.
Plus, I'm always kind of wondering, like, when you have guests over and you have a spare bathroom, do you put a bar of soap in there or do you put a pump?
Oh, yeah.
If you put a pump, then you need a loofah. You don't provide people loofahs. That's disgusting. So what do you do?
A washcloth,
a bar of soap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, man.
Yeah, I guess.
Wait. But the bar of soap thing in a guest room, then that bar of soap's like all over somebody and touch somebody all over, and then the next person's got to use it?
No. You rub the bar on the washcloth.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. I don't think a lot of people do that.
Hmm. Hold on a second. People don't use washcloths?
I don't think a lot of people
use washcloths.
I don't use washcloths, but I don't go in the guest bathroom and use their soap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I always use a bar of soap on a washcloth and then use the cloth to wash my body.
I don't know. I'm curious about that. I might be the dirtiest person on earth. If you want my body rub scum all over you, come use my soap.
Yeah, really.
The only problem with the bar soap, though, is that it leaves more, just what Chad said, it leaves more scum on all the things, and it requires more bathroom cleaning.
What the heck are you doing with a bar soap?
Yeah, but
it's a lifesaver.
That's why you need the suction cup tray, so you keep the scum contained.
Yeah, but when you rinse it off, it like messes up the tub and stuff.
You have to clean it out. I don't agree with that.
Hold on a second. Yeah. That doesn't work with the pump stuff, too?
It doesn't leave as much scum on the tub and stuff like that as soap does, as bar soap does.
Plus, when you drop the soap 5 times in a shower, that technically is a workout.
Good illustration.
Yeah. Really.
Good morning. It's good mornings. Good morning.
Yes.
Oh, you asking for it? Oh, sorry. No, wrong party. All right. So, also, how about this? The home shopping channels. Is that some boomer thing?
Yes.
I think they don't do that anymore.
People don't shop on TV anymore. I love how
we're blanketing them, but my vote is that they don't do it anymore.
People don't shop on TV anymore. They shop on the like the apps, like Instagram and Facebook and stuff like
but
that.
But does QVC have an app? I bet you they probably do now.
Hold on a second. Let's do the ultimate study. Voice of Reason.
I've never done home shopping. I'm a baby boomer to the hilt, and never done online shopping. I don't understand it. You wait for TV shopping. You're talking about the TV show. I do online shopping, but as far as waiting for something, maybe something interesting they're going to show me, like now it's a necklace, and then the next time they come around, they say they might show something different. No, that's crazy.
Okay, well, these are things that boomers are still doing. So this article said that they will not let go. And I'm going to do 2 more things, and you guys let me know if this is true or not. Metal detecting? That has got to be gone, right?
I actually think that the younger generation would be more likely to do that now.
If I lost my keys,
who would I go to, a young person or an old person? I'm out in the park and I lost my keys. Please, can you help me?
A metal detector sounds like something I would want. And I would love to go see what I can find with it.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, you're getting there, Chad.
Yeah, really.
You're used to fading away.
I quickly. Can't come to your party yet because I'd really rather spend the time myself metal detecting.
There you go. You get there.
And the last thing, I'm going to just throw this out there. Toilet seat covers?
No, that's a way out. Yeah, it's way out because it's not sanitary.
No, but that's boomers
no,
use?
I think they took it off.
So that's
I can't remember the last time I saw.
Not only that, but the toilet seat covers is that old shaped toilet. I don't know if they make them for the new shaped toilet. You know that also, where you don't have to like guys. You know if you say you don't have to tuck,
right?
You know what I'm talking about?
Also, like
the new seat covers. Go ahead,
Kim.
Go ahead. Now, I don't think that the boomers, I don't think that was boomers. It was the parents of the boomers who did that.
I think so
too. Boomers had that in their houses when they were kids, but it wasn't because they put them there.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we need to write a response to that article.
And they were like crocheted or something, and they had flowers on them.
You sold them.
Do you remember the seat cushions?
Yeah.
Yes.
So and there gross. Would be air.
Yeah.
And you'd get up and it would stick to you. Like, thanks, Granny.
Yeah, okay.
I wanted to leave that behind.
Old and crack a little bit.
Yes.
Not good.
Okay. Well, those were things that they say. When they're saying boomers, I'm thinking they're just talking about there's a generation or a lot of people who just won't let this thing go. And some people haven't gotten it. But this show, as I say, is about to improve you, to make you a better you. So without further ado, let's do some topics.
Wait. I have a comment though. So the boomers, the current generation coming up, which I don't even know what that generation is called, but Z? The current gen, no, Z is
Z's old. Z's old.
okay.
Yeah.
Actually, Generation Z and millennials are the same thing.
No, they're not.
They're not?
No,
I'm looking that
my
up.
Son is not a millennial. He's Gen Z. He was born in 97.
I thought millennials spanned over
said they were older, multiple
generations, though.
I don't need that. With
anyway, millennials are older.
So yeah, the current young people call anybody that's older than them boomers.
Right.
Yeah, they co-opted that for old people. Yeah.
Right. I'm Gen X, but you know, to anybody that's young right now, I would be considered a boomer.
That's what I'm saying. What
I was going to say, the boomers are more likely to use their turn signal and less likely to turn them off.
True story.
Yeah, point taken. For real.
Millennial and Generation Y are the same thing, and that's 1981 to 1996.
That's math. I'm not doing.
Is that Y with a W?
It precedes Generation Z. Obviously, comes after Y, and then X is before Generation Y.
Oh, okay. That's
XYZ. XYZ.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. Boomers, Z's, Y's, all y'all chromosomes, just get together and let it go. Topic: changing music.
All right. Here comes our next topic. We might even call this some sort of a boomer topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Nope. As I say, the theme of the show is to make you a better you. And I'm going to give you a list of, we'll talk about things that people need to do to improve themselves. And these also include you, the resistant fighters. Ah. So I'll call this topic here, things people don't want to hear from other people.
Things people don't want to hear from other people.
And I need the resistant fighters again, opinion on this. What are some of the things you think other people don't want to hear from you? And now let me go around the room. We'll ask around the room. Or voice of reason?
Criticism.
Miss Kimberly?
Like specific pieces of advice people don't enjoy hearing?
Yeah.
From you specifically.
How to raise your kids or treat your animals.
Ooh, that's a beautiful. How about you, Gaz, man?
The newer drivers about how good I was back in the day.
That is awesome there. PWs?
I hadn't even thought of that, but that's an excellent one.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York drivers. Because there was a time when I knew how to drive.
How about you, Hanging Chad?
I'd probably say illnesses or disabilities that I think I have on any given day.
Oh, that, well. That,
yes.
Yeah. That is in the next topic. But here are some of the, here are the seven things that
you didn't ask me.
Oh, I did. Billy. I'm sorry, Billy's.
About all my knowledge and things that I think I know.
Oh God, yes. I mean.
Actually, that came from a caller.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you might be right.
Here's some of the things that, that this article, I don't know, and I'm not saying article because I had this thing done and I forgot where I got it from, but they say things that people don't want to hear about from other people. Number seven is how someone is actually doing.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah.
The truth about how they're doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
as opposed to, I'm fine.
So when someone says, how you doing? I don't think they really, really want to know how you doing.
It's to seem polite so that you can move on to something better to talk about.
Right. How about number six is cryptocurrency. Is that something you want to walk up to somebody and start talking? People don't want to hear you talk about it, right?
I explained that stuff to you.
I have no idea what that is. I still don't know anything about it.
I explained it to you guys exactly how it works last time we met here.
Okay.
That means we don't have to hear about it again.
Yeah.
Yay! Yeah,
keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
That was last year, Boomer.
Serious.
Oh, yes.
And
this is a new crypto.
This is number five, and I think this has been true for a long time, but I think a lot of the resistance fighters will balk on this one. Your travel stories.
Okay, so I don't want to hear them. I will sit through your pictures, Billy, and look at them and think they're beautiful for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm checking out.
You went to the Appalachians and all them kind of places, right? So anyone else has an opinion on that? You think that's just shut up, Boomer?
I love hearing people's travel stories most of the time. If they're super boring about how they convey their information, then that's a different
story. Kimberly, when you go overseas to look at these old castles and things like that, and whatever you know.
These old castles.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You know, you see one castle, you see them all.
Listen, I got to be honest.
That's just
my
wrong.
Family. What
Dad said.
What he said?
I said, you see one castle, you've seen them all.
You've seen them all.
Just cross the crown and get it out of your system.
So one trip, my family, we paid for all the you can eat castles, basically. And we had the best time. So
all you can eat castles. I
mean, sometimes it is all about seeing old castles.
But we come back and then tell your friends. That's just something the article said people don't want to hear from other people. So
I don't make a list and go, I saw this one and I saw this one. Like, I will give them highlights, like the cool stuff. Also, it's always accompanied by pictures.
I had a grandma that anytime you went on vacation and you wanted to tell her about it, she didn't care. But what she would care about is, well, what'd you eat? What foods did they have there?
Ooh,
what would you eat that day? Like, you didn't go on vacation unless you had told her everything you ate, which you know me.
As we have established, is completely unimportant to Chad. Yeah. So Chad hated those conversations.
Checked out? Yeah.
Yeah.
How about this one? This is easy. Politics. Things you don't want to hear from other people about politics.
I do. I like that conversation.
Yeah, I like politics too. I enjoy talking about it.
I like it. Especially if you're on my side.
Right, exactly. If you're on my side,
I like it better if you're against
me. I'm good.
Yeah. No, I don't mind. I'm open-minded to listen to anything.
How about this one? In this ad?
Unless it's coming from a specific person in my family.
That's why I was laughing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How about this?
Continue.
Kids. Things people don't want to hear from other people. Kids, about their kids.
That's very true sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when you don't have kids.
Yeah, yourself. I don't want to hear about kids.
Yeah. All right. Things that people don't want to hear from other people, fantasy football.
Oh, my God. Yes. 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 I have a friend that will sit and sit there and talk to me about fantasy football and then will tell me a 20-minute story about a play in a football game. And I literally checked out after 2 minutes. And I can't make them stop. I like will tell them, you need to make this story like 5 minutes, no longer than 5 minutes. And then a half an hour later, I'm like, yeah, I stopped listening ages ago.
Does anyone on the show play fantasy football?
No. You? I don't get it.
No, Gas Man, you're probably closest to doing it, right?
Yeah, but I only do FanDuel and DraftKings online. I don't get the whole computer and recruit my team and start this guy, start that guy. I'm not that deep into it.
But you played it. You say you just name those two things, sites or whatever you do it.
Yeah, they're apps, yeah.
Do you talk to other people? Yeah, mine too. Do you talk to other people about it?
Yeah, the other people that do it. Because it's only people. That's only people who are into it are only going to want to talk about it.
Exactly. It's just like CrossFitters insist on telling other people about their CrossFit stuff. And I am so not interested.
I feel like
I work out and I don't want to hear about it.
This conversation's making me very guilty right now.
You know what's the worst? Rowing.
Yeah.
What, it's just people going back and forth.
And talking about rowing.
And then we rowed rowing. Harder. And then we rowed faster.
Well, listen, this show is about making
rule about Fight person. Club is that you never talk about Fight Club. Rule about rowing is that you always talk about
that you rowing. Only talk about rowing.
Because you gotta hold somebody down. We talk about it while you're rowing. That's probably the best time to talk about.
It works great with rowers, so you know.
All right, and the last
I feel like fantasy football is like Dungeons and Dragons for grown men.
It is.
Yes.
Or for sports heads. Yeah.
There is a t-shirt that I need to purchase, and it's fantasy football, but it's a wizard holding a football. I have to own this t-shirt, and I can't find it anymore.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
The last thing that people don't want to hear people talk about, and I get this, is your dreams.
Really? Yeah.
Wow. Your hopes and desires or what you actually dream about at night?
Oh, what you dream about at night. Yeah.
Dream about at night is good. Hopes and desires I can really care less.
Yeah.
Yeah. When somebody comes up to you and goes, oh my God, I had this dream, a little piece of me dies inside.
Yeah. Because I don't want to hear about your dream. I want to tell you about my dream.
No. But you always find out something. Like you they tell you about this dream and then you think, then you start interpreting in your head and thinking, ew, should I be friends with this?
No, for it, like it, the story always like meanders and then they suddenly realize there's no story because I don't remember the end. There's always some big chunk that they don't remember. You're like, why did I go through this for 5 minutes or 10 minutes with you?
Hey, I live it every day. Go ahead, boys.
I've had flying dreams. Dreams where I could fly.
Could you tell us about them? Yeah.
Those are the best.
Yeah, dude.
Me too, but I had to move my arms like this and I woke up exhausted.
but the question I wanted to ask.
Mine is effortless. It's so easy.
My flying dreams always
consist. Take a couple of steps and jump. And then
my flying dreams always consisted of me swimming through the air.
Yes, mine's too. That seemed like the only way to do it. Okay. But I want to ask a question to the resistance.
You're talking about people's dreams now.
Yeah, really.
Just talk about flying dreams.
But just the question I wanted to ask you guys, don't you think your dreams are interesting?
Oh, yeah, nobody else's.
To me, they are.
But, I mean.
I judge myself pretty hard.
That's the thing I'm saying. If I see something and I hear something or I drink of something, I think it's interesting. I think the world needs to hear this.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I definitely have dreams that the world should not hear.
Agreed.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's like that last one, and that first one, whatever the one that just did, that one hurt home. That got me. Now, some of you guys, you guys talk about travel stories. I think that hit the fittings hard, right? But
yeah, well, you see one castle, you've seen them all.
All of them. And it's old. What the hell? They probably have air conditioning.
Yeah.
I go there. I don't get it. But anyway, my dreams, I think, should be talk to the world. But, now I know. I'm trying to be a better person.
Only time I ever talk about dreams, I meet a hot girl. And I said, I had the craziest dream last night. And you were in it.
Oh,
really? And then you just make up something.
Sure, yeah.
And that has worked before. So yeah.
Now,
look at oh camera. God,
really? That's going back to my number one. Don't tell me.
No.
Well, didn't you just make up something that you think she wants to hear?
Yeah.
Talk it works. All right. Well,
poor girl, man.
Seriously. With that being said, let's go ahead and do a halfway point and talk to our sponsors.
Oh, I know them. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yes, Miss Billies.
I remembered one of the things that we talked about that we needed to improve on.
Okay. Should it be aired now?
Sure.
Go.
Talking over each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think my voice should be heard above everyone else's.
All right. Well, then
I hear your voice above everyone else's right now.
Yeah. You can arrange for that.
But so like, because it basically, when one person talks, it cuts another person out, and then stuff doesn't get heard.
Mm, okay, so well, speaking of each one of us talking over each other, I think it's time for us to do homework, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
Homework. So let's start off with Miss Billy homework, which is, I don't remember.
Come on.
This day in history.
In the middle of music, so nobody can acknowledge the fact that you're
but we can acknowledge that he's here because we can hear you saying that.
Oh, okay.
hi Brawny Man.
And now,
said hi.
This day in history brought to you by Billy.
So on this day in history, January 9th, a really famous war started. Can anybody tell me what war that is?
The War of the Ninth.
No.
Seems so obvious.
Was it the Civil War?
It was. Wow, Chad. Congratulations. Bonus points if anybody can tell me which battle started the war.
Appomattox.
Nope.
That was a surrender. The Battle of Charleston, South Carolina.
That's kind of close. The Battle of Fort Sumter, which is in Charleston.
Yeah, Charleston.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, really.
Not really funny or anything. I couldn't really find some funny thing that started today, but
it doesn't have to be.
It happened. I know, but it's nice to, like, you know. Oh, I try to be funny.
I'm such
a downer.
She always brings the war to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not a downer. Let's all be happy. It turned out the way it did.
There is no right or wrong on your homework. You're not going to mark it in the color of red.
What's the funniest Civil War we've ever had?
I always try to find something, you know, something
Billy,
a little more or something.
Billy, you can't make this day in history. History is already made.
I know. But right. There's usually a lot of different things that happen on that day in history. And I can find one that might be interesting to talk about. But this was just a fact. So
right, well, here's just a little FYI.
Okay.
Don't poo-poo on your homework.
Yeah.
Poo-poo on everybody else's?
Yeah.
That's
Steve's.
Serious.
Yeah. All right, so who's next?
Speaking of the homework, let's go ahead and talk to my man, Hanging Chad, homework.
Raindrops on roses,
and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for My New Favorite Thing with Paying Chan.
So, my new favorite thing, do you know how when you buy bananas and you bring them home and put them on the counter and, you know, they ripen up and you eat about maybe 2, 3, 4, but then the last three are just, they get black real fast, like black spots, they get kind of mushy. Well, my new favorite thing is the thing is banana condoms.
Oh, really?
What? Oh, wait. You got to just leave that there. You got to explain that.
Banana condoms, which help your bananas last longer.
Yes.
I have to look this up.
Never heard of this.
And you put them on the little knot at the top, and they make cute little ones like this. This is a Vikings hat one.
Oh, that's nice.
And if you put them over where the bananas connect, they last longer on your counter.
So you put it on the stem.
And they're
side.
Called Nana hats.
Nana hats.
Oh, this is, wow, this is true.
And they have a whole bunch of different ones.
Man, that looks see.
So try them out. Nana hats.
Nana hats.
And so you just put it on the like, clock.
Yeah. The bottom top, is like top. A balloon and you put it you roll it up, guys.
I'm wearing one now.
Yeah,
wait, can I just say something?
And then you put it over the end, and then your bananas sit with a little hat on them,
yeah,
like this. And then they last longer because the freshness goes out of the black part at the top.
Sure.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Miss Vardaman, 1984, biology class, sex education. When we learned about... pregnancy prevention.
Prophylactic.
She demonstrated how to put a condom on a banana.
Oh. Yeah, we all had to do it ourselves at
that
our
makes,
desk.
That makes our young men all feel really confident.
Yeah. I asked for the largest one.
Yeah.
I don't think they do that in school anymore, do they?
I don't think they did that.
In the 80s, we had actual sex education.
I don't think they ever did it.
She was one of my favorite teachers.
That was your idea.
No.
She was one of my favorite.
She was
one of my favorite teachers. There was one instance where I was walking to her classroom where you had to walk down this little hallway, and I was screeching my feet against the floor, like making squeaking sounds. And she just looked at me and with her beautiful Southern drawl just said, "Fenton, you can be replaced." And I love her ever since. She's just awesome.
This is back in the day when, you know, sometimes some teachers had like offices just off of their classrooms. At least that's the way our high school was designed. And they smoked there.
Yeah.
Really?
So the classroom smelled like cigarette smoke.
Wait, y'all high school or junior high or whatever class school it was grew up putting on condoms and smoking. Yeah.
There was a smoking section at school for the students.
Not in my day. Did you have to carry around the babies for me?
It was still going on when I was in high school.
What'd you say?
Me too.
Did you have to carry around like the babies? It was like pantyhose, and it had like you had to make a baby and make it heavy, and you had to carry it around.
No, I don't think our class had that project. They carried around. There were other kids who did. They carry around a bag of flour.
There was a teacher at our high school that would regularly come to work with seed stains on his shirt. seed burns on their shirt.
What does that mean?
I asked him. I said, "Mr. Evans, how did you burn your shirt?" And he knew I knew. So I got in trouble. And then another day, his hair was like all... And I said, "Mr. Evans," in the middle of his lecture in class, I completely interrupted him. Like I was going to ask a question about rocks. And nope, I asked him, "Do you own a comb?"
God. Jeez.
This guy was so easy to do this to, though, but he what seed burns are when people
stop right there. I think everybody on this panel knows what seed.
Chad,
I have no idea.
Chad doesn't know what it is.
I don't know either.
I thought he was being facetious.
No, nope.
What is it?
When you smoke the devil's lettuce, and it's a kind of messy. Or like there's a lot of seeds in it. Then if you put the seeds in the joint and smoke it, the seed burns. It falls out of the joint and burns your shirt.
I've never heard that. And to think, this whole conversation was started by fruit freshness.
Yeah, really.
That's what I was thinking. We stem way out into left field on that one.
We started talking about our high school teachers.
Serious. All right. Well, great job on that. But now we learned to keep the freshness on your bananas and marijuana with seeds. There we go.
And January 9th was the Civil War beginning.
There you go. All right. So homework for the Voice of Reason. And we need to shorten these things. But Voice of Reason, let's see your homework.
Well, mine is about Netflix.
You know what really grinds my gears? This Lindsay Lohan. Eh? Lindsay Lohan with all his little...
There you go. Good. Yeah, it's shortened it.
Netflix, okay? You go to pause it. And because maybe you see an address on there, you want to get the number of the address because that was the same number as you had when you were a kid, you think. So you rewind and you go to pause it. And what does Netflix do? They darken the screen and then they throw a bunch of words up there and they just ruin the whole pause experience. And they I think they do it deliberately. Why? We're paying good money. I mean, if I want to see a picture of Niagara Falls standing still, I don't want to say, do you like this? Do you hate it? It's not, or do you, they give you like a thumbs up choices painted over what you want to see. So I always say, I hate this. I pause and see what I want to see.
But then you're telling Netflix that you hate the show that you're watching and it shows you less similar shows to what you're watching. You're not saying that you hate.
Oh, I love the show. I love the show. I hate the pausing.
You shouldn't be doing the thumbs down then.
Is he doing the thumbs down? I don't think he was. I think that he's just telling us that's what he sees.
Yeah, that's what I see.
Sure he doesn't respond.
I try not to comment, but if I do comment, it's always going to be thumbs down because you just ruined my pausing experience.
I concur on that one. I concur. Yeah,
that's not what they think that you're assessing, unfortunately.
I forget to do the thumbs up, thumbs down thing. Do you guys
do that? Does anybody do the fun thumbs up, thumbs down on Netflix? Anybody?
I use the list. Do you add the list?
I do use the list.
It is watching what you watch on that platform and all other platforms.
Yeah, it gives me recommendations based off shows you complete.
Right.
Well, going back to the Voice of Reason's grind is...
Yeah, what can we do about that?
I'll watch a show and I'll want to...
Write them a sternly worded email.
Take a picture of the actual thing just to do it, but now they got all this other advertisement in front
exactly,
of it.
Exactly, yes.
I hate to take it to that level. Like you'd think that just a little gentle nudge would do it for them.
Yeah.
Squeaky wheel.
It's got to be stern.
Yep. And that scene in Fatal Attraction is so fast.
Yeah,
you know,
basic instinct.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that was it. Okay. Yeah, I went there. Okay. All right. Great job, there, Voice of Reason.
I found a good one. I think everybody can agree with that one.
I actually agree with it.
Right. So now let's go in homework with Miss Kimberly. Did you do your homework?
Yes, sir.
Right.
No. We would have discussion and I would explain to him exactly what his life was going to be like when we left the restaurant and went home.
No.
Yeah, like that.
No. Okay. The highest price ever paid at auction for a pair of used shoes. What do you think it is? What is it? And how much do you think they went for?
It's going to be Michael Jordan sneakers.
You are awfully close. How much do you think they went for, Billy?
I'm going to say $10
million. I was going to say Elvis Presley shoes, blue suede shoes.
Ooh, I like that.
$3
million. No, the Patriot guy.
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady's cleats.
Interesting. Okay, so Billy is actually...
Ruby now, slippers. Billy, hold on, gas, man. Everybody's gonna guess, right?
Oh, okay, okay. Go ahead.
No.
I'll go with Babe Ruth's jersey.
There had to be shoes. I'm talking about shoes only.
Oh, used shoes.
Used shoes.
I have to go with Michael Jordan's Jordans.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Michael Jordan's banana sack.
Those aren't shoes.
Oh.
$300,000.
Oh. $300,000. Okay.
This is going to be interesting.
Voice?
Yes.
I'm going to say, is this at a particular place or ever paid anywhere?
Anywhere.
At auction. At auction.
Okay. Let's just say ruby slippers. I'm going to go with the ruby slippers.
I like that answer.
Okay.
I'm going to say 20.
It's probably not right, but I like that.
I'm going to say $600,000.
Wait a minute. Who ruby slippers?
Michael Jordan's.
Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
Okay, so the Jordans in 1984 sold for $1.47 million.
Oh.
But in 2008, some black Nikes worn by a certain rapper went for $1.8 million.
Are we supposed to guess the rapper?
Yeah, really. Jay-Z?
Go for it.
Oh, Tupac? No, this is...
Tupac.
Tupac.
No. Oh, Flava Flav.
No.
Kanye.
Ugh.
Oh. Okay, the point of my story, though, is how much...
Did he buy them himself?
How much do you think somebody would pay for a pair of ratty old Birkenstocks worn in the 70s and 80s?
By a certain Apple founder.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, what year was the auction? What year?
Ratty, ratty pair of Birkenstocks.
And they wore
it. They just sold. These shoes just sold.
Yeah, but if you're going to walk in another man's shoes.
Okay, but how much do you think they went for?
Bowling.
I would have said they probably went for a cool meal.
No. I'm going to say $600.
$900,000 then.
I wouldn't pay anything for that. They're a ratty pair of Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
But so what was paid for them?
$218,000.
Who's worth
a pair of ratty?
It's not about whether they're ratty or not. It's about the man who filled those shoes.
I guess the whole thing for me is, why are we spending our money on crap like this? Well, I don't get this.
There's nothing financial divide in this country. That's why.
But there's nothing special about the ratty Birkenstocks. You know, like Michael Jordan's iconic.
We got that, but who owned the Birkenstocks? Was it somebody went to Woodstock?
Okay, this goes right to what Chad was saying. The buyer is undisclosed. Because it's embarrassment of the divide of riches in this nation.
And the person who wore the shoes is Steve Jobs.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Oh, so those were Steve Jobs shoes?
Steve Jobs owned the shoes before.
Oh, okay, well now that makes sense. I thought they didn't know who wore the shoes.
Yeah, but if you had all the money where money just wasn't even an issue, you'd buy a lot of crazy stuff, even some old ratty Birkenstocks.
No, I'd use something.
But I would buy something that I could display, you know, like the sled rosebud from, that's like iconic and everybody recognize, well, not everybody, maybe older people recognize it. Or, you know, Air Jordans.
Right.
Air Jordans, everybody's going to recognize Air Jordans, right? But a pair of used sandals.
Right. Boys?
I'm assuming the money went to charity.
No, it was probably sold at Christie's.
No, it was sold by the person who bought them previously at an auction for $2,000.
Oh, well, okay. Well, there you go.
Good investment.
It's an investment.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
If that's any indication.
It's an investment in
It's like Bitcoin.
In stupid people with a lot of money.
Yeah, it's like Bitcoin. It's going to go.
I got to say this. This is Kimberly's okay, no okay. We can't convince her on why.
That's right.
Actually, they're not really that stupid. Because
why do people collect anything? Why do people collect anything?
No.
Because they want to.
Yeah.
These shoes should have ended up in a dump.
Right, but if you don't think about it as a collection and more of an investment, now that I know how much money the guy made, it's like buying stock.
Stock is an investment in a
Except
company.
It's probably going to be sure to
that
appreciate.
That employs people.
Instead of like, who knows what happens.
It's true though. He's right. It's an investment. It's going to appreciate and they're going to be able to sell it later for more money than they bought it for.
They already did.
Exactly.
Don't even look at it as like the object it is because it's not even about that.
We're looking at it as an obnoxious use of money. Anyway,
we got to move on because we got to get Gas Man's homework real quick before the show ends. It's time for Gas Man's homework.
I would press his button, I think. It's around here somewhere.
In the world of sports, Mike Tyson bit a man's ear off. I don't know what all the hoopla.
Hey. In sports, 7 days ago, last Monday, Damar Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest during a Monday night football game between the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals after taking a hit. He stood up and then just fell backwards, and it turns out that his heart had stopped after the hit. It took him off the field, did CPR on the field. Everybody was in shambles, of course. But the good news is he woke up 2 days ago, they took the breathing tube out on Friday. He can speak again. So it looks like he's going to make a full recovery. He's got a long way to go, but it looks like he's going to make a full recovery.
Yeah, everybody talked about that for 11. Everybody changed the way the way they were doing things because of that. And I'm not going to be the guy that says, come on, get over it. But good job. Oh. Congratulations. And let's keep.
Wait, what was his name?
Damar Hamlin.
And it was a one in a million circumstance.
Yeah, what happens when he hit the guy, when the hit was made, it caught his heart in between electrical beats, and it just shut his heart. It was a freak accident. That's all it was.
So shut his heart down. It's so rare. It's like a specific nanosecond within the cycle of a heartbeat. Plus, specific spot in the chest of getting hit.
My point.
Those two things at the same time causes your heart to stop.
I think that's fake fish because how do you know that if it hadn't happened before?
It has.
Because
it has happened before.
So it's not rare.
No.
It is rare. You're just mad because he took off. He got taken off the field in an ambulance. Tebow did. That's your only problem.
Yeah.
I'm just mad at everybody changing their logos, number three, and all kind of stuff. I feel for the people, but it's an accident that happened. I don't understand why the world is changing for that.
I had a childhood friend
could have died from a football hit, man.
People could die getting hit by a car too, right? It's the same thing.
Why? I understand. I understand a lot.
Okay, a professional athlete can die. Why you have to change the world?
I understand a lot of people die listening to this show.
I'm dying right now inside.
I'm already gone. With that being said, I guess we need to go around the room and ask. Everybody did their homework, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We got to ask. What stuck with you? Because we're going to always end the show with that. We'll go around the room. Gas Man, since you're the last to speak, what stuck with you?
Stuck with me is this show has changed since last week.
Yeah, voice of reason, what stuck with you?
Please don't anybody tell Netflix about what I said. I don't want them messing with my service.
Yeah, really? All right. Kimberly, what stuck with you?
I'm still alive.
Hey. I'm sorry. Let me ask. I'm going to go back to you. Do you prefer to be called Kim or Kimberly, or does it matter?
Oh, yeah, let's ask that now.
I like either. It's all good.
Okay, because sometimes I feel too formal when I say that. Miss Billy, what stuck with you?
That I really missed you guys.
Aww.
I didn't even, that's right.
I missed you too, Billy.
Hanging Chad, what stuck with you?
How to participate in safe snacking and correctly apply prophylactic. Sticks to your bananas.
There you go. All right. And PWs, what's stuck with you?
Exactly what he said. I now know how to keep my nanner fresh.
Nanner, keep a nanner fresh.
Nanner fresh.
All right. There was something I wanted to say, but I totally forgot it. But right quick, everybody, how was your holidays? on three. 1, 2, 3.
Mine's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Well, mine started off pretty good, but then it
that worked.
Okay, we're out of time, so.
This is another one of those things that you don't want to hear somebody else tell you.
I had a dream.
He had a dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first of 2023, the Spike on the Mic show. We hope you guys enjoyed it, because I'll lie and say I did. I enjoyed it.
Happy New Year. I always love
seeing these guys around. And I think there was a question I was supposed to ask, but I don't remember it. So that means you got to come back next time to hear that question. Spike out. Ladies and gentlemen, one.
Stop showing vacation pictures.